Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 1,422,247 views on Saturday, February 26, 2022, our article of the day is Volodymyr Zelensky. Volodymyr Oleksandrovich Zelensky, Ukrainian, pronounced Volodymyr Oleksandrovich Zelensky, born January 25, 1978, is a Ukrainian statesman, former actor and comedian who has been serving as the President of Ukraine since 2019. He gained worldwide recognition as the wartime leader of Ukraine during the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky grew up in Kryvyi Rih, a Russian-speaking region in southeastern Ukraine. Prior to his acting career, Zelensky obtained a degree in law from the Kyiv National Economic University. He then pursued comedy and created the production company Kvartal 95, which produces films, cartoons, and TV shows including Servant of the People, in which Zelensky played the role of President of Ukraine. The series aired from 2015 to 2019 and was immensely popular. A political party bearing the same name as the television show was created in March 2018 by employees of Kvartal 95. Zelensky announced his candidacy for the 2019 Ukrainian presidential election on the evening of December 31, 2018, alongside the New Year's Eve address of President Petro Poroshenko on 1+1 TV channel. A political outsider, he had already become one of the frontrunners in opinion polls for the election. He won the election with 73.2% of the vote in the second round, defeating Poroshenko. Identifying as a populist, he has positioned himself as an anti-establishment, anti-corruption figure. As president, Zelensky has been a proponent of e-government and unity between the Ukrainian-speaking and Russian-speaking parts of the country's population. His communication style heavily utilizes social media, particularly Instagram. His party won a landslide victory in a snap legislative election held shortly after his inauguration as president. During his administration, Zelensky oversaw the lifting of legal immunity for members of the Verkhovna Rada, Ukraine's parliament, the country's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent economic recession, and some progress in tackling corruption. Critics of Zelensky claim that in taking power away from the Ukrainian oligarchs, he has sought to centralize authority and strengthen his personal position. Zelensky promised to end Ukraine's protracted conflict with Russia as part of his presidential campaign, and attempted to engage in dialogue with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zelensky's administration faced an escalation of tensions with Russia in 2021, culminating in the launch of an ongoing full-scale Russian invasion in February 2022. Zelensky's strategy during the Russian military buildup was to calm the Ukrainian populace and assure the international community that Ukraine was not seeking to retaliate. He initially distanced himself from warnings of an imminent war, while also calling for security guarantees and military support from NATO to withstand the threat. After the commencement of the invasion, Zelensky declared martial law across Ukraine and general mobilization. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 8:02 UTC on Tuesday, March 1, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Volodymyr Zelensky. This podcast is produced by Obolsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Obolsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin Neural. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.